Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We'll open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the fifth day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively, here on Turncoat Tuesday. Let's see here. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 42, so it's going to warm up a hair. But it's definitely fall here. It feels, I'm ready for Indian summer. Let's go. Anyways, we'll run through our break here and then we'll be back and we'll go to the outrage page.
But if you're looking for trouble, I'm the man to see. If you're looking for satisfaction, the satisfaction is guaranteed. I'm as cool as a body on
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty. Let's go see what the daily outrage is. Da-da-da. And there was a lot of outrage today. Oil soars to new 2023 high after Saudis, Russia, surprise, Saudis, Russia, surprise with extended production cut. Now we just found out that all during this sanction when we've been paying $5 to fucking $4 a fucking gallon for gas, the Russians have been fucking making bank, haven't they? I mean, does this have anything to do with anything except for international corporate mafia fucking scams to fucking enrich themselves at our expense? This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Just days after we said this Saudi Aramco, floating to sell up to $50 billion in new stock, meant that oil is about to soar much higher. I'm sure it fucking is. You just had all your goddamn electrical cars catching on fire because they can't take fucking salt water. And one guy pointed out in the comment section that, clear the roads with salt in the wintertime. So how's that going to go? Moments ago, oil exploded higher after Saudi Arabia, and moments later, Russia surprised markets by announcing that recently implemented production cuts would be extended through year end, well beyond the 1 month that was widely expected by the market. I see Russia's hurting. We're hurting Russia so bad with these sanctions that are making Americans pay this much for our fucking oil. I mean, for our fucking gas. We're hurting them so much they're going to cut production, man. I mean, God damn, that must be painful for them, huh? I bet there's some money to be made around here in this fucking deal. What do you think? Just after 9 a.m. Eastern time, Saudi Arabia said it would extend the voluntary cut of 1 million barrels per day for another 3 months from October until the end of December, well beyond the expectation just 1 month ago. You mean they, no, I don't think it was an expectation. I think they told us a lie, people. I'm going to just put it right out there. I think they're lying motherfuckers. I think this is another fucking scam. Now this should not affect Americans. Why? Why should this not affect Americans? Because we just shut the fucking spigot off to fucking exports, and we don't have to fucking buy no oil for none of these motherfuckers. We have our own domestic oil, drop the fucking price down to 25 cents a fucking gallon, and tell them to fuck off. But no, all our oil is going on the international market so that we can pay fucking $5 a gallon for it again, so that they can stuff their fucking pockets. That's the only way they can get any more money out of the fucking poor and the fucking middle class, is to fucking steal it at the fucking pumps. And we shouldn't put up with it, but I'm sure we're gonna. I'm sure nobody's gonna fucking do anything to fucking cause them any harm, because, I mean, hey, man, you don't want to get in trouble, do you? Saudi press agent SPA notes that the voluntary cut decision will be reviewed monthly to consider deepening the cut or increasing the production. I mean, it sounds like we're really hurting them Russians with making the Americans pay fucking $4 and $5 a gallon for fucking gas. The extension of the cuts is meant to reinforce the precautionary efforts made by OPEC or OPEO. I mean, OPEC, it's O-P-E-O. OPEO? Countries with the aim of supporting the stability of the oil market. Oh, the oil market, yeah, you ain't got no goddamn market. It's a goddamn scam. Every fucking bit of it's a fucking scam. It's always been a fucking scam. Fucking oil in the ground in this country belongs to the American nationals, you motherfuckers. You took it without due process of the fucking law. No more fucking exports. All of it fucking is manufactured here, and if it has to be manufactured here, it'll go down to 25 cents a fucking gallon. Now, would that be doing something for the fucking people with their own fucking resource that belongs to them, wouldn't it? And then literally seconds after the Saudi decision, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Novak said Russia would also extend its reduction of oil exports until the end of the year, reducing its oil output by 300,000 barrels per day in voluntary cuts until December of 2023. Similarly, the Saudis, Russia said that the decision to reduce oil production to be reviewed monthly to consider possibility of deepening reduction or increasing production, deepening depending on situations on the world market. Now, it's in just in a couple hundred more million dollars or a couple hundred billion, I don't know, 20 billion something. Just the other day, we were talking about sending that over to fucking Ukraine. Are the Russians getting them with all this goddamn money? It sounds to me like somebody, if the Russians are making fucking bank, if they can afford to cut production on their oil, they're not hurting, are they? Who's hurting from this fucking bullshit? The American fucking nationals, that's who's hurting, who own the goddamn oil in this fucking ground. And who have had it stolen from them since fucking oil production fucking began with the Rockefellers. It's time to fucking put an end to this shit. It should be taken from the ground. No more than a 30% profit could be made from it, through production and all the way, to the fucking gas tank. And should be paying about 25 cents a fucking gallon for gas. And then let Russia cut all they fucking want. But they can cut. When they cut, guess what? Man, I bet you we really start fucking, they must be getting ready to really export our oil out of this country. That's a deal, some deal that these fucking goddamn mafia motherfuckers have made. You think? Following this announcement, Brent, November 23rd, lifted from USD 88.50 to above $90 for the first time in 2023, while WIT October 23 rose from USD 85.55 billion barrels to USD 85.55 anyway, is what it's saying. Also the highest price of the year and about to crush the Fed's hopes of a decline in headline. to crush the Fed's hope for a decline in headline inflation. That's what they want. The feds are out to, they want that inflation down so they can't, I mean, it'd be less, they would be stealing it. All right, picture of Putin here sitting with the Saudi fucking prince, man. There's some grinning. They're just grinning. I'm sure, boy, we sure are pulling off a good little mafia hoax on these fucking dumbass Americans who will just reach in their fucking pocket and pull out the fucking money until they're pulling out fucking lint, and they'll just fucking pay it. They won't fucking do anything. They will not get aggressive. They will not do like the people did in the 70s, start ripping pumps out of the fucking ground, ripping, because they're all in on this. You think that the goddamn gas stations are now corporate owned aren't making fucking bank on this too, because they are. Bottom line, we know that a year and a half later, the OPEC reaction to Biden's weaponized dollars, weaponizing his weaponized oil, made the least hopeless man win. Now you would think that, goddamn, if Vladimir Putin wanted to hurt the oil dollar, I mean the dollar oil, the oil dollar, now wouldn't he up production instead of drop production? I think somebody's getting, Saudi prince looks like he's getting ready to get a big fat bunch of money. So does fucking Putin. He just agreed, God, I'm going to get all this fucking money from those dumbass Americans. They're going to pull up to the fucking pump and they're going to hand her over. As for Biden, we wish him the best of luck refilling the strategic petroleum reserve. Now, this is interesting. Why shut the spigot off? They opened the spigot without the fucking goddamn authorization of the people, and they started exporting all our goddamn oil out of here so that we could pay the fucking international price for it, fill it out of our own fucking reserves here. I mean, our reserves that are in the ground. But again, he'll pay the extra high price for it and then turn around and sell it for less, and him and old Putin and that fucking Saudi son of a bitch will fucking split up the profits. That's how she goes. And I can see this as clear as I'm looking at these two fucking thieving son of a bitches. Now that oil is about to hit $100 and rise above the price where senile president sold most of the U.S. No, he's not fucking senile. He didn't have nothing to do with the decision making. All of these motherfuckers sit down together. If you go over from the trenches, if you can, and look at them smiling, look at Putin and this fucking Arab smiling. They're making bank and pretending to be fucking adversaries at the same fucking time. It happens all the time here, people. And then you got one over here on the front page of Biden fucking giving the knuckles, you know, like missiles hitting knuckles together with the Saudi prince. Yeah, we're fucking them hard. We're fucking those American nationals, and they ain't going to do nothing about it. Oh. And this is, do these asylum seekers look like women and children to you, or do they look like military-aged men? And it is a video, and if you can, go watch it, because they look like they are fighting-age men, even maybe already trained, the way that they're moving and the way that they fucking, that looks on their face and their attitudes. Come on, you motherfuckers, get on down here. We'll show you that this fucking acreage belongs to us, and we know every nook and cranny. We know every fucking goddamn place there is to know, and you don't. You will come here and you will fucking die. That's what you're coming here for. Fauci was told of NIH ties to Wahoo's lab novel coronavirus by January 20th. Big fucking deal. Yeah, we fucking know it. Horrified hospital employees leak DEI training pushing three-year-olds identifying as transgender. This is by Hannah Grossman, Fox News. A horrified hospital employee at Kaiser, looks like leaked a sex change training for diversity, equity, and inclusion, which promoted the idea that a three-year-old can be a transgender. You betcha. You see, like I said, there's 0.004% of these motherfuckers, because you wouldn't have to push propaganda like this fucking shit. They're doing this to take our fucking minds off the fact, and we're going to be pissed off when we go down there and pull out that extra fucking $20 to get $3 worth of fucking gas at what it should cost us. Not even that. Fuck, man. A dollar. The employee who wishes to remain anonymous for fear of losing her job was horrified, according to the Wednesday report from Libs of TikTok. As part of the hospital system's DEI training, medical employees were expected to watch a video with children explaining they knew they were transgender at age 3 and 4. Do they not know that the fucking, well, this is just put it in your face, people. They know you know fucking better, okay? But they're saying, we'll do it. It's like that one son of a bitch, we're coming for your children. Come on, you freak motherfucker. Come for the fucking children. See what you fucking get. Many transgender people have always known their true gender, the video said. Shit. My name is Rose. I'm a transgender girl. I was born a boy, but I always knew that I was a girl, a child said. Yeah, how long did it take the prompter and teachers? I mean, this is a kid's vocabulary at 3 or 4, right? Yeah, you bet it is. Rose's dad then explained the child would write notes to Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy asking to be turned into a girl. Daddy's a fucking freak himself. I mean, you pedophile the little kids there, Daddy? You filthy piece of shit. You fucking no good rotten degenerate. You motherfuckers, your days are coming. You think about it. This fucking place, it breaks loose here. You're looking at fucking 40 million motherfuckers coming wanting your fucking ass. And you come up here and you boldly put this shit up, but you're shaking in your fucking boots because you know what can happen in just a snap of fucking fingers. You fuck with the wrong person at the wrong fucking time is what's going to happen. And it's all going to bust loose. And you are, people are going to be hunted like fucking animals, the animals that you fucking are. The adult trans-identified man said, when I was 3, I decided that I was going to be a father and marry Janet Jackson. Boy, you're a fucking card, aren't you? A mom proceeded to explain how her trans child, Eli, or Ellie, it's hard to tell, was a girl in her heart and brain by age 4. Oh, fucking tell me you can tell that. Please. Give me a goddamn break, man. Give me a break that I can at least know how to wipe my nose. Another individual said they were non-binary beginning, meaning they were never a man or a woman. Well, you ain't a man or a woman. You're a little baby, and you can't even have those fucking feelings. And it's not in your fucking DNA yet, or it hasn't been released from your DNA yet. Kaiser Permanente released a statement to Fox News Digital clarifying that the training did not endorse the use of medical intervention among children in the age group 3-year-old. Think about them fucking going and mutilating a fucking 3. Well, hell, they kill fucking kids for while they're alive for their fucking body parts. Hey, you could turn this into a multi-billion-dollar industry and, hey, money. Mammon. Mammon is what counts. Mammon is does the talking. Mammon's the only god with any fucking power on this goddamn earth. Kaiser Permanente, released a statement clarifying that they do not offer medical treatment to 3- and 4-year-old children who identify as trans, Obstad. I'm going to tell you, excuse me a second. Now, they're trying to act like that we have not been around children all our fucking lives, a 3- or 4-year-old. Give me a fucking break if you started talking this to a fucking kid that hadn't been fucking coached since the day they could fucking speak. They wouldn't know what the hell you were talking about. They would, I mean, what? Trans what? I'm a what? What's a boy? What's a girl? I mean, you're only 3 or 4 fucking years old, man. And you'd have to be a goddamn complete mush mind to even absorb this any at all. This is just fucking pure fucking gross propaganda. And they're running out of shit to talk about. And, you know, like the warnings coming out of Canada for the fucking freaks coming down this fucking way. We're not going to tolerate this shit. You think we are? Just keep it up. Just keep coming. Come and do it. While the video includes two children speaking about how they view the gender identity, imagine 2, 3, or 4-year-olds fucking having a discussion about gender identity. How fucking stupid do they? Don't answer that question. The video does not speak to any adolescent transgender care or treatment plans. Kaiser Premanate does not provide hormone treatments or gender-affirming surgery to 3- and 4-year-olds, the statement said. What if they demand it on their, what if they go on, I have the right? Well, wait a minute. They don't even understand what the fuck they're talking about. How could they say such a fucking thing? Oh, this is so fucking out there. Medical professionals have been promoting what some call, may consider, fringe ideas about gender. That fringe idea? You think so? 3 or 4 years old? You fucking freak. You know, it's because if they have gender identity, then maybe they could give consent for you to fucking booger a fucking 3 or 4-year-old, you fucking filth, you fucking abomination to life. You think you're gonna play this fucking, well, you're playing the game for goddamn sure, but the game hasn't been played back on the other side yet. You haven't met the fucking American Nationals yet. When you fucking do, you son of a bitches, you're gonna run, but you ain't gonna run fast enough. Earnshaft, Saft claimed these identities were part of the gender revolution. It's become laughable, only it ain't funny, people. These motherfuckers, I laugh right in your fucking face and tell you, you're a goddamn stupid ass fool. You think I'm dumb enough to fucking even consider what you're fucking saying? I'd fucking lock you up for a fucking in a mental institution. You're that fucking far off the fucking mark, man. You're that goofy. Dr. Lauren T. Roth, a pediatrician and professor at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, said gender ideology must be adopted by parents at birth or even before, and proceed to criticize the colors pink and blue for putting exceptions on a baby. Look at this goofy bitch, man. You got dropped on your head too many times when you were a kid, man. I'm here to tell you. Dr. Lauren T. Roth is a professor at Albert Einstein College of Medical, that's what it looks like, Adobe Stock. You're a professor. A professor of what? Bullshit? You got your doctorate in fucking bullshit? YouTube screenshot Adobe Stock. They're giving themselves credit. A military physician, David Kleen, made an astonishing claim about the potential for sex changes to cure psychotic symptoms in parents and patients. I'm sorry. Parents would have been scarier, but it wouldn't have been no more goofy. The Pentagon distanced themselves from his claim after Fox News Digital reached out for comment. You look at this motherfucker. I can tell you not only don't you know who you are, you don't know where you fucking are. When treatments such as hormones and sex change operations were optimized, according to Kleen, psychotic conditions could melt away. Yeah, the moon could drop in my lap any second now, too. You think you could sell a fucking Eskimo fucking ice, I swear. Pentagon David Kleen Giddy, Adone Stock Giddy, taking credit for their pictures. We ain't showing pictures. We see higher rates of psychotic conditions and other conditions that might jump out. I think people might be like, perhaps transgender people are inherently at higher risk for schizophrenia, I would think. But by looking at these data, in reality, the psychotropic. Oh yeah, that's the psychotropic medications. Boy, yeah, those should be given in the baby shots. Prescribed sometimes may indicate that one's mental health is suffering, Dr. Kleen said. And I think that from a clinician's perspective, or somebody that treats a lot of folks in this scenario, I think these medications and these diagnoses happen when there's not enough care from the start. I mean, changing their fucking gender in the womb. They could consent to sex in the womb. I mean, Goofy. There's nothing else to call this fucking shit, guys. Goofy. You're goofy, motherfuckers. You need to be fucking, you need a hammer to your fucking head. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb of Do No Harm, an organization seeking to restore the medical profession to the Hippocratic Oath, told Fox News Digital that the medical lectures does not support minors being given hormones. What? Fuck no. You don't have to tell me that some professor has to come and tell me that a 3 or 4 year old, they don't even understand what fucking boys and girls are, and by God, and you fucking know it. You think you can sell this shit? No, you don't. This is just fucking more propaganda diversion bullshit coming up on election. There'll be, this will make two side. I mean, this will make one side piss at the other. I'm a Democrat. I'm all for the little kids being buggered. I'm a Republican. I think it should be stopped. I won't stop it. In fact, I participate in it, but God bless you. As a standard of practice, the problem is what's going to happen 15 years later. How many of these girls that do go through this are going to be miserable, and how many are going to be satisfied? There's no conversation. We're not having a conversation with you on this, pricks. There is no conversation. There's just a hammer for your fucking head. Mysterious unexplained meat allergies reportedly explode in Virginia. Isn't that just something, you know, the time they're coming out with these mosquitoes? And they say this is done by a fucking tick. A tick does this to the people. We might come back to this. I'm going to see what's something better here. Now there are multiple firefighters battling a massive hazardous chemical warehouse fire. It's polluting the fucking whole fucking area, killing more fucking people, more cancer. Organizer of trucker protests against Justin Trudeau faced criminal trial this week. Okay. Freedom Convoy organizers Tamara Lynch and Chris Barber are set to stand trial beginning on Tuesday. The pair were hit with a slew of charges related to their involvement in the protests, which saw tens of thousands of Canadians descend upon Ottawa in early 2022 and demand an end to government-mandated COVID restrictions. Well, the government, you mean the queen and the king? The king? It's the queen, then. That bitch is gone, but man, she shit out a fucking turd that just as bad as she thinks, just as bad as she does. Harassment calls. We're not taking those. The pair's lawyer said in a joint statement Friday that the trial would likely not be an incident of the Freedom Convoy, an indictment of the Freedom Convoy itself, suggesting it would focus solely on the actions of those who directed participants. Well, of course it should. We do not expect this to be the trial of the Freedom Convoy, the attorney wrote. The central issue will be whether the actions of the two organizers of a peaceful protest should warrant criminal sanction. Litch and Barber have both been charged with mischief, obstructing police, counseling others to commit mischief, and intimidation. Ooh. As Global News reports, the trial is expected to last over 2 weeks. During that time, lawyers for both sides will present communications sent by the Litch, or out by Litch and Barber, to one another and to those who partook in the Freedom Convoy. Hey, man, if I whisper in your ear, go hit that person you don't even know, would you go do it? And if you did, would it be my fault for whispering it in your fucking ear? I mean, this is a kind of a fucking standard they're trying to fucking set here. Pretty soon it'll be, I said something on my fucking broadcast and somebody kicked somebody's fucking ass and I'm responsible because I spoke my fucking mind as I am entitled to under the first article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. And I'll have to say, fuck you. And I'll have to say, fucking enforce it. Come and fucking do something about it. The pair were charged as co-defendants, and Lynch has said that given the fact that she and Barber started the protest off together, they feel like they have to finish it as a team. You'll be a team going to jail. Unless this is just propaganda bullshit, which it probably is. Following their arrest, Lynch and Barber were barred from communicating with one another except when in the company of a lawyer. Litch has been, well, they haven't been convicted. Oh, that's right. You don't have a Bill of Rights up there. You ain't even got a fucking, you ain't got a leg to stand on yet. So you take that country back, kill all the fucking traitors, and then put a Bill of Rights like the one in the United States in place that protects you and cannot be fucking changed. Litch has been in and out of jail since the protests took place, being denied and granted bail numerous times. Criticism over her treatment has been widespread, with some suggesting that she has been targeted based on her political views. No, they wouldn't do that. Not up there in communist Canada. CC, ooh, that's cool. Look what Tamara did. Her lawyer told Tucker Carlson in an interview last year. She inspired not only Canadians, 1,000 of truckers, to drive to Ottawa to stand for their rights and stand against the authoritarian overreach from these COVID policies, but she also inspired protests around the world. The Prime Minister, I think, wants to send a message to Canadians that if you dare challenge me and challenge my view of what living under my regime should look like, you will suffer consequences. I think he's already established it. And by the way, did this do any fucking good? Driving to Canada or to Ottawa, shit, did it do you any good? Yeah, I don't think it did. I don't think nothing. I think things got worse, if I remember correctly. All right, what else? Organized, there they are, pictures of them. You didn't do nothing. I mean, you've got big signs, and you obviously had money backing you when you did it, but what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish? Just what I'm looking at in this picture, how many guns would that have bought? Because that's the only way you're going to accomplish shit, is with a fucking gun. You're going to have, it takes force to fucking meet force and defeat force. Plain and simple. Bill Gates pushes national ID system. Well, we might look at that when we come back from this break. We'll be right back.
Nurses all got around. They gazed at a white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. The rich man north, the rich man Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxing no end. On the rich man, on the rich man. I wish politicians look out for minors, not just miners on an island. going somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of pot drowns. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, for people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world, whipping whole souls. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, 'cause the rich men know the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail. No, you can't. Do not mail. Thank you for your contributions. And thank everybody that helps. Fuck, we need it. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time. And, of course, that was Oliver Anthony with Richmond, North of Richmond. And it ain't just north of Richmond. It's all over the fucking goddamn globe. Rich men and fucking the international corporate mafia. There's an answer to it. There's a fucking cure for this, but fucking we have to fucking do it. That's the only thing. You have to put yourself to the hazard, and we can do it. I mean, it's no big fucking deal. I mean, it ain't like, ooh, I'll click back over. You got this picture, this red-eyed, this nasty fucking monster, Bill Gates. How this motherfucker continues to walk the face of this earth, I do not understand. You want national identification system, do you, Bill? Here's one. Here's the California salute. That's what you get from me, you son of a bitch. And then there's a... this was kind of cool. You might want to go look at it. Jeff Sessions knew that Biden was all about and wasn't having it with his granddaughter. Biden goes to fucking start sniffing and grabbing the kid, and the guy, you know, gets between him and grabs her away. And it's just a short little thing, but you can see that he knows what that son of a bitch is. And by the way, your son's at the top of the fucking page here, fucking pedophiling 6-year-olds in fucking goddamn prostitute uniforms while he's sniffing his or smoking his fucking crack coke. Okay. Texas has banned mask mandates from being re-implemented, and they're going to play this game. It's going to be, you know, it's supposed to be uniformity of law. If I have the right to say fuck you in Texas, I have the right to say fuck you all the way across this country. There are no fucking lines that divide the fucking rights within that Bill of Rights, within that written, ratified by the representatives of the people's law of December 15, 1791. You're just doing what you're supposed to, you son of a bitch. You're not no fucking hero. You're not no fucking goddamn rebel. You're just trying, I mean, you're just a sucker you into a higher position so you can stick it in our fucking back when the time comes. Texas, among several other states, has taken a significant stance in recent times by implementing a ban on mask mandates, effectively preventing their introduction. This bold move is not bold. He's a bold. We should vote for him for something. You would not be governor of fucking Texas if you weren't fucking one of them. We're not stupid. This bold move is not exclusive to Texas. In fact, it mirrors a broader trend across the United States where various states have adopted similar policies. Among them, Arkansas, under the leadership of Governor Sarah Huckabee. They pushed her during fucking Trumpy, didn't they? Old Sarah Huckabee has also firmly prohibited mask mandates and lockdowns. Oh, you mean you're firmly not going to violate the fucking rights of the people? You're firmly not going to fucking commit treason and fucking sedition, right? Firmly. The widespread resistance to mask mandates and lockdowns has sparked intense debates and discussions across the nation. There is no fucking discussion. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't wear a fucking mask. That is my fucking right. And if you try to make me fucking wear a mask, you start in with your violation with the fourth article by fucking seizing me without fucking due process of the law and then fucking making me insecure in my person in violation of the due process of the fucking law. Because there is no due process. You say it and I do it. That is not due process. That ain't how she fucking works. And I am absolutely entitled and absolutely have the right to every one of those goddamn procedural processes identified in that Bill of Rights. And you have to follow every fucking one of them. If you can't come at me as an individual, you can't come at me. Sorry, you motherfuckers. You try to fucking do it as a corporation. That was me. I mean, fucking corporate. I don't care if there's 10 zillion you fuckers in your corporation. You get to eat fucking lead. You're coming as a goddamn aggressive fucking enemy to the people. Advocates argue that such policies infringe upon individual freedoms. Oh, no. See, they say argue. There is no fucking argument. They absolutely do. I can fucking read and write at a third grade level. I understand that I cannot be forced to do anything without going through the due process of the fucking law as described in the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It's plain and fucking clear. You have to come with a fucking warrant, with a goddamn affidavit from the individual who's coming at me as an individual, thinks that they can make me wear a fucking mask. And we'll go, and then I get to file back on them for fucking treason and sedition for thinking that they can fucking create a fucking blanket policy that they can enforce upon me as law that fucking violates the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country. See, that's how it fucking works. That's why that Bill of Rights was put there. That's why we have to enforce it. It makes us the fucking boss instead of them the fucking boss. We've always been the fucking boss. You got to have the cojones to stand up. And I remember back in the 2008 thing, they were hiring they called them hatchet men to do all the firing of fucking people. Because what, you don't have the balls to walk up and say you're fucking fired? I mean, this is just weak. How weak these son of a bitches are, and that's why it kills me so much that we fucking haven't fucking crushed their fucking asses in short order. They contend that it is essential to strike a balance between public health concerns and personal liberties. Contend that it is essential to strike a balance between public health concerns and personal liberties. I'm sorry, the ninth article doesn't allow for your public health concerns to violate my fucking liberties. Do you fucking understand? You do not have the authority. You do not have the jurisdiction. The only way the jurisdiction could be fucking obtained is through a fucking filing in a common law court by one individual claiming a fucking damage or claiming a civil fucking crime. And then if you claim a civil crime, it goes to the goddamn preliminary fucking hearing at the grand jury level, and the grand jury would fucking, they'd probably fucking have you hung if they were Americans and understood what was fucking going on. You don't have the fucking power. Get that through your fucking heads. We understand how this shit works, and you do not have the fucking power. You will never have the fucking power. The debate is further complicated by the dynamic nature of COVID-19 pandemic. Public health experts emphasize the importance of flexibility in response to changing circumstances. That's how they trace them. The debate is further complicated by the dynamic nature of the COVID-19 pandemic. Public health experts emphasize the importance of flexibility in response to changing circumstances, urging policymakers to adapt their strategies based on the evolving situation. While some states believe that banning mask mandates is the right step forward, others continue to advocate for a more cautious approach. See, this we're talking about this. There's nothing to talk about. You do not have the fucking authority. Fuck you. Ain't doing it. Try to make me, I'll fucking kill you. I will defend my fucking rights with lethal fucking force because that's all that's left. You removed the fucking common law courts where it could be settled fucking peaceably and you could be hung peaceably out in front of the courthouse for fucking sedition. But you've taken that fucking away. We're at the fucking second article, motherfuckers, and you better realize it. We got one fucking goddamn answer, and it's BAM. Emphasizing the need for contingency plans in the case of unforeseen developments. And that's that story. And so, Governor, Fauci says he's concerned about concerned Americans will reject mandates. We'll not only reject them, we'll shove them down your fucking throat, you little prick. What we got here? Revealed Chinese spies tried to infiltrate U.S. bases more than 100 times. Why would they? When any information they want, all they got to do is ask their brother communist, their comrade, fucking Biden, or any of these other fuckers pretending these, you know, international corporate mafia fuckers pretending to be a part of this government. And they just hand it over to them. Why would they? I mean, this has to be propaganda to try to lead us away from something else. Here's a New Jersey governor refuses to take migrants despite sanctuary state rhetoric. We're going to be a sanctuary state. Goddamn, I'll tell you what, there was a day, you know, they talked about you when you'd run in a church, you know, you could see sanctuary in the church. And it had some kind of shit to do in the law, but basically, if I had a fucking warrant, I'd go right over your fucking ass, and I'd go and I'd take you. But I mean, this sanctuary city's my fucking ballsack. You can't sanction the Bill of Rights, you son of a bitches, and that's what you are doing. You're taking powers unto yourself that are forbidden by the 9th and 10th articles, and you fucking know it. And all we have to do to shut it down is just enforce that motherfucking law, people. I tell you, it's true. This is by Colin McHugh, Trending Politics News. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, said his state lacks the resources. Now, see, if the federal government, if old Biden, and you know, would just pick up the phone and say, "Yeah, send him some money because I'm the dictator." This ain't nothing that's going through. There ain't no Congress. We never had a constitution, you stupid asses. I'm telling you, it's the goddamn fucking head monarch for the fucking king of Britain to send these son of a bitches some more money because we got to take care of these fucking the spawn of these motherfucking third world motherfuckers. And it takes money, and they're not looking to stop this shit. They're looking for more fucking money. They're all out there with the fucking doing an unlawful fucking scam, and they all fucking want the same thing: more money. To take in illegal immigrants despite campaign promises to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. Oh, man. Murphy spoke out on August 31st after Biden administration placed New Jersey's Atlantic City International Airport on its list of 11 facilities selected to alleviate the burden on New York City despite New York's sanctuary status. Well, damn it. Come on. Y'all can't be sanctuary cities, can you? The city is struggling to deal with more than 100,000 arrivals over the past year. 100,000 more, fucker. You just keep letting them get in here, people. They will outnumber our fucking ass. They'll beat us because we just ain't got enough bullets to kill all the son of a bitches. Because there ain't enough of us to fucking, I mean, it could have been stopped at the goddamn border. I mean, there could be none of them here. And they would be no threat. If they wanted to come and try to cross the border with fucking guns, bring it on. They would be shot back across. But if you know what? If some fucking corporate piece of shit that fucks dogs and little kids and shit, would step up and fucking tell the people, we need an army down here to charge machine guns of the cartels and stop this influx or run these Mexicans out of this country and these Guatemalans, Chinese. I'm not just getting the Mexicans because they ain't all Mexicans. Well, fuck you, do it. But you got to be told what to do because you're a little fucking bitch. You're a fucking kid. You can't think for your fucking self. It's sickening. The influx has led to the construction of dozens of migrant shelters around the city and surrounding the suburbs and pleas for federal help. What kind of help they want? Oh, that's right. Money. More fucking mammon. That's what this is all about. We're a sanctuary city. We need more mammon because we decided to break the fucking law, bring these illegal aliens into this country, this fucking invading force, helping with an invasion of this fucking country. And we need more money to do it. And we're happy to do it. We just need more fucking money, more fucking mammon. And we'll sell this fucking country out in a heartbeat and all the fucking people in it. For federal help from Mayor Eric Adams. Murphy has pushed back on the Biden administration's plan for Atlantic City International and the state of New Jersey as a whole. However, I don't see any scenario where we're going to be able to take in a program in Atlantic City for, frankly, elsewhere in the state, Murphy said during a question and answer session on August 31st. You need scale, an enormous amount of federal support. What is federal? Oh, that's right. Mammon. We need more money. We need more of the resources. Can't you put some more of these American nationals, put them living under fucking highway overpasses and fucking in their children? It's becoming winter. We need to get more of them out on the streets. Give us what's theirs, what belongs to them by right. And no, you're not going to take it through any due process of law because you couldn't. That's why you had to remove the common law, of course, but it don't matter. That fail-safe, that second article, was put there for a fucking reason, and it's going to be fucking used. Resources that go beyond anything that we can afford. You can't afford it? I guess you're just done then, huh? Putting everything else aside, I just don't see it. I would suspect that will continue to be the case. The governor also chastised the Biden administration for failing to consult the plan with his office, adding that scores of illegal immigrants, see, right there, illegal. You could get killed for a fucking taillight or a goddamn fucking seatbelt. These illegals that entered this country in violation of the law, we got to have more fucking resources for them. We got to fucking take care of these fuckwads. Immigrants have already entered the state without authorization. Several state lawmakers have also issued criticism of the Biden administration's proposal. I was looking for it because you got to start working that goddamn election, and it's coming up, people. All this other stuff, it's going to be, they're giving you the cannon fodder for the game they're going to fucking play. And, just like fucking Trumpy is going to get rid of, every one of them's leaving. First day I'm signing fucking an executive order ending DACA. Remember all the lies? Are they getting ready to build lies in this? The think tanks are working double time. Republican State Senator Scanlon, a Republican Assemblywoman Victoria Flynn, and Republican Assemblyman Gary Scarfenberger, EOA, issued a joint statement on Thursday, which they rebuked the president over his failure to secure the border. Now we have something to fucking, he didn't do that, but we will. You see, we're going to do things different. It's going to change. There's going to be change. I promise you, change. All you got to do is go out there and you got to vote. See, but voting. Now I'm going to go voting. It's going to get good. It's going to get good. I know, which is they tell me. I looked on the TV and they said you vote and it gets good. Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that ain't been the fucking goddamn MO of these motherfuckers. I'm sorry. The federal government and Biden administration has neglected its responsibility to deliver on its promise to formulate a solution, dragging countless states and local governments into a problem that is solely their responsibility to fix. God damn. It's getting tough on you, man. You're going to have to go force them into people's houses. That sounds like a good idea. Why don't you try that? It might work. You never fucking know. I mean, this is another one. CNN confronts Fossey with study showing masks don't work, full stop. Listen to his pathetic response. Some asshole actually had the nerve to come up on the fucking site with a comment saying, well, maybe he was talking about this professional mask that's fitted for the surgeons. And, fuck you. He's a piece of fucking shit, and so are you. What do you, what, one of them's, you know, they have fucking goddamn organizations out there, websites, and all they do is try to repair people's fucking, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Their reputations. When they've been, I mean, this shit fucker should be put up against the wall for the people he has fucking murdered, and they're on there, and some asshole comes on the fucking site. And well, maybe he was talking about this kind of thing, and he really wasn't lying. Fuck you. That son of a bitch can't speak without lying. It's impossible. He doesn't have the fucking goddamn, he doesn't have the motor skills to fucking actually tell the truth. If truth tried to pass past his lips, he'd start mumbling and spit would start running down his face and he'd fall to the fucking ground. We're not stupid. I don't know. We think we did that yesterday. Former vice president at Pfizer, Dr. Mike Eden, the so-called pandemic was planned and coordinated in advance by unelected globalist bodies like the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum as a pretext to deliberately depopulate the planet via lethal mRNA injections. No. So somebody found this out, really? I mean, that's what they're doing? Why didn't we, how come we didn't know about this sooner? And it has a fucking, this guy's talking. I mean, you can go over and look at it if you want. He's got a video. He pretty much tells you what we've been saying since they fucking started this shit. Like we're fucking, he discovered uranium. Woohoo. I salute you. It's more of the revealing because, you know, they have to have somebody come out with some credentials. Then they can start using credentials again to try and turn the fucking tide. CDC says the vaccinated are more likely to catch the fake new variant of COVID. These are headlines, and you even get you've got news reports, I mean, from almost mainstream, but these are the people that are trying to take over the internet, and we know it, and you can go listen to them, and they're sitting there going, what? How? What? Oh, like you fucking didn't realize it, but we realized it fucking 2 weeks, 3 weeks into it, we realized it, people. Hell yeah, we did. We knew exactly what was going on. Anthony Fossey, oh, you piece of shit. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour, and I've had enough of this ridiculous bullshit, and it's all propaganda. It ain't worth the fucking screen that it's on. That's a goddamn natural fact. So we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another exciting fucking revealing broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. And until then, man, don't take any wooden nickels or, I don't know, plug nickels, or don't take anything from these fucking people. Don't believe them. When their mouth moves, they lie. They're lying. They're lying to you. They're lying. Get your balls up. Get tough. Get fucking ready. Get ready and fight. The only way you stop this is to fucking fight. You have to fight, or else you're giving, or else you go tell your children that you're going to let them have them, that you're going to let them have them, and you're going to let them destroy them. Go tell your children that you ain't got the fucking guts to stand up to these son of a bitches. Go tell them. That's the word from the 20s.